to defeat. I think the question that Mr. Falwell raised is one that if the president has the Southern Baptist conservative vote in his pocket and he goes and gets the Catholic vote, it certainly raises a question of a political ploy. And I think that the principle of preferential denominational treatment is one that this country has been against, and we are in favor of all denominations having equal access to the government and the seat of our government. And to give this to the Vatican opens an avenue of preferential treatment for one denomination over against another.
Well, so why should the president be blamed for this? The fact is, the president on September the 22nd was not offering the amendment. Now, it does give him the privilege of making a nomination, which he's decided to do. But this imputation that somehow back in September we were busy working our way through the ethnic politics of the country is simply absurd. It was not the case.
Senator, it bears, and I know you're no political novice, but to say that the president has no knowledge of what you do in the Congress, and to say that you act unilaterally without the presidential approval, that smacks of a kind of naivete that I know that you aren't guilty of.
Well, in fact, I did act independently. You know, he has to make his judgment.
Let me ask Father Murphy about the fear that I know a lot of Catholics have, that this will whip up anti-Catholicism in the country.
That's one side, but I don't think that that's a real fear. The real fear, I think, among committed Catholics is that the president might try to use the connection to put pressure on the bishops. For example, when they were working out the pastoral letter on peace, that the Mr. Clark sent a letter to Archbishop Bernardine, and then the State Department sent General Vernon Walters to talk to the Pope about it. Well, we don't like that type of interference. And, you know, that has happened in history, actually. Way back in the early 1900s, Teddy Roosevelt tried to have Archbishop Ireland of St. Paul made a cardinal, and that's what killed Ireland's chances.
I asked Bishop Malone before, but let me ask you, are you concerned that priests, when they go out during the campaign to talk to their parishioners, will mute their criticism now?
No, by no means. I mean, we've always been very vocal on the main issues with regard to life and happiness and health and hunger, etc., that we've criticized the government strongly.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you are going to have some opposition, Senator.
I think so, and it should be a good, healthy debate.
Right.
Wonderful. Thank you, gentlemen, for being with us, and we will return with editorials from the United States and abroad.